From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama appeared on a syndicated talk radio show today to answer questions about health care. The program was broadcast from the White House, as NPR's Don Gagne reports.
Radio host Michael Smirkanish, a self-described conservative but one who endorsed Mr. Obama last year, asked if the president has given up on getting a government insurance option for people to choose. The president said he has not. A caller named Susan questioned whether the government is capable of running such a plan.
We're very concerned that most of the money will actually go, instead of taking care of people, it will go to, the cost of administering a huge government bureaucracy.
The track record for government administering health care actually is surprisingly good. Medicare, for example, a government program, has much lower administrative costs than private insurers do.
The caller said she'd heard illegal immigrants will get free health insurance. The president said that's not part of any plan. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.
Violence and threats of violence may have scared some voters away from the polls in Afghanistan today, but that did not stop millions of others from voting in the country's presidential election. Hamid Karzai is seeking a second term, but he must gain more than 50% of the vote in a crowded field of candidates to avoid a runoff. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson is in the southern city of Kandahar. She says there are already rumors of fraud.
Some of the opposition candidates, the incumbent, have raised concerns about impropriety, fraud. People were talking about the indelible ink not being so indelible, although we found no way of getting it off the finger of our Afghan translator who was working with us. So, but again, there were ballot boxes that were relatively full that didn't really make sense based on the people who were there. A lot of centers just didn't seem to have, I didn't see international observers at a lot of the centers here in Kandahar, of which there are 66. So, the question becomes, how valid is this election in the eyes of the people? And the candidates are being a little cautious not to stir the pot too much, for fear of civil unrest.
NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reporting from Kandahar. The decision to release the only man convicted in the 1988 bombing of Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland, is not sitting well with some relatives of the 270 people killed in the attack. Bert Ammerman's brother died in the bombing.
20 years later, this is the sad last chapter where government leaders have no moral backbone.
The Scottish government released Abdelbaset al-Megrahi because he has prostate cancer and is not expected to live much longer. President Obama warned Libya today not to give him a hero's welcome, but thousands were on hand when he arrived in Tripoli. Wall Street was up for a third straight day today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 70 points, closing at 9,350. The Nasdaq was up 19, and the S&P 500 rose 10 points. This is NPR News. Car shoppers have only a few more days to take advantage of the government's popular Cash for Clunkers program. The Obama administration will bring the program to an end Monday night. The incentives have generated more than 457,000 vehicle sales. Cash for Clunkers, though, has not been without its problems. Car dealers complain they have not gotten reimbursed by the government for many of the rebates they've already paid out. Federal officials say colleges and universities should not need to close in order to keep the swine flu under control. New recommendations urge students to stay in dorm rooms or at home if they fall ill. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Like the guidelines for elementary and high schools, the new guidelines focus on self-isolation of students who appear sick. The fact that many college students live in dorms makes that more complicated. Dr. Beth Bell is with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
For students in residence, this can be done by self-isolation in residence halls or dorm rooms or other locations. For students who live relatively close to campus, returning home for the recommended period is another strategy.
Some colleges are signing up volunteers who would serve meals to sick students in their dorm rooms. There have already been outbreaks of flu-like symptoms during rush week for fraternities and sororities. Schools have been urging students to return home until they have recovered. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
Jamaican sprinter Usain Bolt has set another record at the World Championships. This time he did it by breaking the record mark he set in the 200 meters at the Beijing Olympics last year. His victory in the 200 in Berlin today adds to the gold medal run he made in the 100. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.